Hello, and welcome to the Chit Chat Chicks, a podcast that aims to entertain and make you feel like you're among friends. We'll dig deep and talk about how we can all be our best selves.
And stories? We've got a lot of them. We look forward to sharing ours and hearing yours.
I'm Edie, a single mom to two teens and a tween. I'm a Wisconsin gal who is a writer, a teacher, and a Laura Ingalls enthusiast.
And I'm Leia, an international school teacher, writer, avid thrifter, and mom to two teenage daughters with my partner in crime, Dawn. We live in Beijing, China, but are presently COVID-19 refugees living in Madison, Wisconsin. More on that later.
So how did we meet? While Leia was marrying her first husband in Canada, I was dating her second and present husband, Don, in Wisconsin. Don and I broke up, obviously. When I first met Leia, I did not have a favorable impression of her.
Well, I didn't have one of you either.
Because, well, all of my friends were telling me how beautiful and witty and smart Leia was, and that I didn't like it, you know.
Well, fair enough. I didn't like it. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Okay. Well, believe it or not, we got to be good friends a year or so later when we both, or all of us, happened to be living together in, not together, but living in Seoul, Korea at the same time. The friendship continued when we both moved back to the Midwest. Edie even helped us arrange our wedding. And for the last 20 years or so, Don and I have been living in Hong Kong and China, but we still manage to spend lots of time together, most summers, sharing barbecues and lice. Ugh. Remember that? And yeah. Lots of laughs. Now that Don and I are stranded here in the Midwest because we're locked out of our home in China, our families are quarantining together, so we see each other nearly every day.
Hence the podcast!
Yay! Let's take you through what you can expect in each episode. We'll start by sharing a tip or trick that makes our lives just a little bit happier or better. Join our Chit Chat Coop on Facebook to chime in with your own tips and tricks.
We'll also have a theme of the week that we'll call our campfire chat. It'll be something that gets our inner fires burning. This week, we're going to be remembering our 10-year-old selves and seeing how our passions and interests then inform who we are today.
Ooh, and we'll end with the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
Okay, let's move on to our chit-chat tip or trick segment. Leia, you go first.
Okay, all right. Well, this week, I'm going to start off with something that might be shooting ourselves in the foot just a little bit, because I want to recommend another podcast.
What?
Edie's giving a little heart sign with her hands. So the first podcast that I ever listened to and that I continue to listen to religiously and look forward to every single week is the Satellite Sisters. And the Satellite Sisters is a group of five sisters. It started out with the five of them. Now there are three sisters and the other two join occasionally. And they chit-chat too. They talk about important things. They talk about fun things. And it's super, you just feel like you're having coffee with your friends, right? Mm-hmm. Edie and I both are huge fans. And ever since I started listening to them, which was on Minnesota Public Radio when they were actually on the radio when we lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul, so maybe 25 years ago, I have wanted to do something similar. Mm. And here we are.
Yes.
And we aspire to be as wonderful as the Satellite Sisters, but we want to be a little bit different too. But they are totally my inspiration for wanting to do a podcast.
My tip this week is Thrive Cosmetic Eye Brightener. Let me say that again. Thrive Cosmetic Eye Brightener.
So when you say cosmetic... Is that spelled differently than COSMETIC?
Yes, it's like a cause. because they do not test on animals, and they're super groovy and cool. And I found out about the eye brightener during the first couple weeks of quarantine because I wasn't wearing my full face.
Right.
So all you need to do with the eye brightener is put a little bit in the corner of each eye. Mm-hmm. You can put some right under your eyebrow, and it just like gives a lift.
A lift. And we ladies can use a lift.
Yes. And you roosters out there, you know, feel free to try it as well.
Sure. Men can wear cosmetics. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The colors that I have are Stella.
Okay.
And Aurora.
And what are those colors?
Aurora is a champagne color, and Stella is more of a coppery, kind of feisty color. So I highly recommend that.
Cool. And didn't you say something to me earlier that you can put it on your philtrum?
I did. So your philtrum, I found out, is the area right above the Cupid's bow of your lip. Mm-hmm. Is that possibly what it's called?
Yep.
So you can put a little dot of it right there, and it just looks so good.
Okay. Are you wearing your Thrive today?
I am.
And you're looking good.
Yeah.
Well done.
Looking good.
Oh, I love it, Edie. Fantastic. Well, we're going to move into our campfire chat now, where we're going to be talking about our 10-year-old selves. We'll dive into what we loved to do and if those experiences have impacted who we are today. So, Edie, you start. And tell us something your 10-year-old self was up to.
My 10-year-old self loved to drink Russian tea.
Russian tea, what's that?
I don't know if Russian tea was big in Canada, but in Wisconsin it was. And all the moms had a canister of it on their counter.
What?
It was Tang, instant breakfast drink.
Tang, like the orange juice.
Yes, like the crystals. Orange. Uh-huh. Yes. And then you would add in unsweetened iced tea, Nest tea.
Oh.
And you would also add in some cloves. And
really?
Cinnamon, and it smelled so good. I think I responded to it because I love the smell of cloves.
So it's like a nice sweet tea for
it's
kids.
It's very, very sweet. And the moms. The moms love their Russian tea as well.
Yum.
So I would make a big cup of tea, and I would spoon each bit of deliciousness into my mouth and read a book at the same time. Russian tea.
Mm-hmm. With a spoon.
With a spoon.
My daughter, Emily, loves spooning hot beverages into her mouth, too. Mm. She can take an hour with a hot chocolate. Nice. Russian tea. No,
Russian
I can't say that I've ever heard of that.
Well,
love it.
If you're still in Madison when it gets cold at all, make us a batch.
Okay. So these days, then, are you still drinking Russian tea, or what do you love to drink now?
I do have a tea drawer that is packed with tea bags. I make sun tea.
And you put it out on the porch,
yes.
Right? Yes.
But I do not add sweetener to my tea.
Okay. I think I'd love it.
I think you would
sweet
too.
Tea. All things sweet. Okay. And of course, you're a coffee drinker.
Yes. Yes.
You're a big coffee gal now. Okay. Well, I love it.
All right, Leah, tell us something about your 10-year-old self.
Okay. Well, the first thing that pops into my mind is when I was 10 years old, I got a pony. A Shetland pony named April.
Oh, and no one has a pony.
Well, I had a pony, but it took me until I was 10 to persuade my father to get me a pony. And my neighbor, Leanne Fisher, had a pony, and I would ride. She had a couple ponies, actually, and we would ride together, and I loved it. And I read all these books about horses and, you know, I can't even remember what they were called, but they'd go to the tack room and saddle up the horses, and all these teenagers would ride away, right, and have fun and adventures on their horses. So I just kept begging for a pony because we lived on a farm. And one day my dad came home and he said, oh, I got you a pony for free from some people down the road. And the hitch was that this pony was not trained And so my dad said, you and I, we're going to make this, we're going to train this pony.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is a pony like always a pony, or is a pony like a young horse? No, is a pony always a pony?
A pony is always a pony. Otherwise, you've got a foal or a colt.
I feel like we use those words incorrectly when we're teaching farm animals to children.
Just maybe. Or maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But this pony was already an older pony.
An old pony. Mm-hmm. Okay.
An old, stubborn, horrible, horrible pony. A Shetland pony who had a mind of her own. So, you know, my dad got a saddle and a bridle and a bit and all the things that you need to ride and train a pony, and break a pony. That's what it's called, to break. Oh. You break a horse. And we never managed to break her, but she certainly managed to break me. I was just, from day one, I was terrified of her. I think she bit me on the first day that we got her. And the agreement was that every day after school, I would come home and I would bridle her up and ride her. And it was horrendous. I would take her out into the back 40. We had an 11-acre farm. And she would buck me off every single time and run, you know, bite me and buck me off.
No.
And she was, I know we're not supposed to swear on the podcast, so.
She was a stinker.
She was a stinker. She was. Oh, my gosh. So we ended up, I think, April lasted maybe about 8 months, and I was so stressed. I nearly needed counseling. I wouldn't come home from school. I was like clapping the erasers and offering to stay late to do all manner of things because I did not want to come home and ride that stinking pony. So finally we gave her to someone else. And do I ride horses today? How has that informed my 55-year-old self? I will not go near a horse.
Yeah.
No, I'm terrified of horses. Have no interest in riding them. We did once in Inner Mongolia. We rode horses. And that was also a very, very bad experience. So I'm, I'm done. No more horses for this gal.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So back to you. Enough about ponies.
Okay. So Pony April. Oh, where did Pony April end up? I'm curious.
Well, that's a really good question. That's a good question.
Maybe we're not going there.
I'm not sure I was ever fully informed of where April disappeared to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. No, that's not true. I think she did end up down, you know, somewhere else in Greendale on somebody else's farm.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. Someone else, April became beloved too. All right. So another thing that I really liked to do when I was 10 was watch Judy Garland movies.
What?
I love Judy Garland. I love a good musical.
You still do?
I do. Yeah. We watched Hamilton on July 4th, and I think I liked it more than anyone.
Our two families, we got together, and you actually subscribed to Disney Plus just to get it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And
I wanted to know. Plus, mm-hmm. I'm going to rewatch it because I got to learn those songs.
Uh-huh.
But Judy Garland, back to her, she just looks so beautiful and so wistful when she sings and... I loved A Star Is Born the best.
Oh.
I did see the new Lady Gaga one, and I just don't think she had the wistful quality that Judy had.
You may get some backlash from our listeners.
Well, yeah.
I haven't actually seen either, so.
What? No. Barbara Streisand was in one, too. Maybe we should watch that.
You know what? I did see the Barbara Streisand one.
I did not see it. Was it good?
My parents inappropriately took us to see it when I was, I don't know, probably 10 years old, right? Oh, maybe that's what scared me off of musicals. I'm pretty much a Sound of Music, Fiddler on the Roof, Man of La Mancha gal, but beyond that.
I love all those, too.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, Judy Garland.
I hope you have, like, something uplifting to tell us about your 10-year-old self after that pony
tail. Uh-oh. Well, I'm afraid that you will learn as these podcasts go on that I am a learned optimist, but I think I was born pretty much a pessimist and a lover of tragedy because, no, the second thing I have jotted down is not happy either. Mm. I was an avid reader as a youngster and also a writer. I loved to write from as long as I can remember. And there was a movie, no, first a book and then a movie that came out when I was around 10 called The Other Side of the Mountain, which was this tragic tale of an aspiring Olympic skier named Jill something or another. And she actually made the Olympic team and then, true story, and then she crashed in one of the early pre the heats or whatever, and became a quadriplegic. And she, her and her coach fell in love. In the movie, Beau Bridges played her coach. And I'm not sure how it ended. I can't remember, but I just remember the tragedy of it and just loving it.
Ugh,
just
feeling so good.
The heartache and the passion and all of that mixed together. I loved it. And I was inspired to write a novel after watching that movie and probably reading and the book and probably reading a few other tragedies. And so in my Hilroy foolscap lined notebook, maybe I even took two or three notebooks. I still have this somewhere. I wrote a book called Too Young to Die. About a 16-year-old girl who got a brain tumor and I think eventually died, though it was written in the first person. So, you know, it's following the trajectory of her downfall and
I would love for you to find Too Young to Die and share a portion of it with us at some point.
Oh my gosh. It must be in one of my boxes sitting in our place on Vancouver Island in the garage, moldering away. I would love to find it too. I continue to write and my things aren't quite as tragic these days, thankfully. But no, I love to read a good tragedy and apparently love to write one too. So that was some...
Do you still like to read tragedies?
You know, I love a good family saga, so there may be tragedy involved, but not, you know, no.
Yeah.
No, I try to read things that are uplifting by and large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly wasn't as deep as you, I'm finding out. My 10-year-old self was kind of a doofus because... One of my favorite activities was cutting up Tiger Beat magazine.
Oh, if only I had been able to get my hands on Tiger Beat. Not in our Mennonite family. Loved Tiger Beat.
Oh, I would just pore over those magazines and like read how, you know, all these, you know, like Dukes of Hazzard, they all like walks on the beach. And I imagine that I could be their girlfriend, you know.
I love that. What about the Bay City Rollers? Are you too young for those guys?
I don't even know what they sang.
Okay. I don't know. I just, you know, they were in their kilts. And...
Now I want to know.
Sexy kilts. I don't know.
I loved cutting out pictures of them and taping them on the door. So I would cut out like the Dukes of Hazzard. And I was a Tom Wopat fan because he came from Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, I don't even know who that is.
He's one of the Dukes. And I think he got in trouble for something. So, something, I'm not sure.
So this is before your Hall & Oates days, right?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Leading up to.
I also loved Matt Dillon. And I did not understand why Leif Garrett was even in the magazine.
Well, I loved him. He's a hottie.
Was he Canadian? Cutie.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Maybe he was from Scandinavia somewhere. Like Leif Erikson, the explorer. I don't know.
I just felt like he should put his shirt on.
You know what he was in? He was in Eight is Enough.
Oh.
Was he?
He also played Bob in The Outsiders.
Oh. Matt Dillon was in The Outsiders.
Yes.
Too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So good.
That is the best. Okay, so cutting up Tiger Beat magazines. What do you do to match that these days?
Well, I am a collage artist, and I spend a lot of time cutting up pictures and looking for quotes and trying to find the perfect image. So that fits perfectly with my 52-year-old self.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Here we are right now in Edie's crafting room. What do you call it?
I call it an art studio. I do not craft.
Okay. Leia. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
Point well taken. I will not say it again. The art studio, this is just a shrine of loveliness and art. I love it. Most of the art in here is Edie's. She has some amazing collages all around this room. And a lot of Audrey Hepburn as well, Lady Di. Mm-hmm. And some super, super cool collages. And I think we need to plug you right now too, right? What? Tell us about your Etsy store.
I'm starting an Etsy store. Yeah. And I'm starting my own greeting card line, and it's called Prairie Girl Greetings. And hopefully it'll be up next week. I don't really know how to start an Etsy store, but I'm going to learn.
Well, chit chat gals and roosters, chit chat chicks and roosters, if you have any tips to pass on to Edie, let us know.
Yep, I'll take them all.
Yeah, in the Facebook chit chat coop group, yep. Right?
Chit chat coop.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we'll put that in our show notes too. So once you get your Etsy up and running, your Etsy store, we'll put it in the show notes.
Throw it on in.
Yay. Oh, that is the best.
Well, I want to hear something upbeat from you because we've had two downers.
Okay. Well, this is the best. Okay. I've saved the best for last. When I was 10 years old, I became very good friends with a girl named Christy Martins. And I grew up in my formative years, I was in a 3-room schoolhouse in the countryside in a little farming community outside of Chilliwack, British Columbia. And so there weren't a lot of people in my world that I really clicked with because there just wasn't much choice, right? There were just not that many people to become friends with. And then I met Christy and we clicked immediately and we became super, super good friends. And we had so much in common and we had so much fun together. And one of the things that we would do on sleepovers, and we had them as often as we possibly could. And I think, you know, at 10, you're kind of just beginning your sleepover life, right?
So fun.
So much fun. And we would, I remember particularly at Christy's house, but we'd do it at mine too. We'd put on our robes. I think Christy's mom also had some nice kind of light, fluffy, sort of lingerie type. Well, I'm wearing a robe right now, aren't I?
A kimono.
Okay, so she had kimono-like things. Maybe there were even feathers involved. I can't remember.
Oh, I love it.
But we would pull two chairs or stools into Christy's closet, and we would be talk show hosts and interviewees, and we had so much fun. I think we'd probably use, I don't know what, for microphones.
A brush.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That was it. We would use brushes and we would talk back and forth. We'd often use, Christy had makeup already.
Ooh,
I don't know where
Christy.
She got it from. I know. Maybe it was her mom's. I remember this mascara in a red rectangular plastic thing. Like you'd pull it open and it was dry and there was a brush and you'd wet the brush and rub it on the black sootiness, and then you'd put it on.
My
so we put on mascara and lipstick.
Mascara's
and rouge.
Come a long way.
So true. So we get made up, we put on the kimonos and the robes, and we would interview each other. And we were good.
I believe it.
We were good. So how does that inform me today? Well, yay, we have a podcast, right?
Yes.
I have always loved the stage.
This
is a little known secret that maybe 15 years ago, I was the Toastmasters champion of China.
Which could be a whole episode.
Oh my gosh, right?
A whole episode, because that doesn't happen to many people.
No, I was a rock star for a day. That was super cool. Anyway, so yes, those closet talk show shows were the best. I have such fond memories of them.
No, Christy Martins.
Yeah.
Christy Shout Martin. Out to Christy.
Yay, Christy.
So what do you think? Are you still doing some of the same things your 10-year-old self did?
Well, that question moves us on to our chit-chat challenge of the week. Our plan, and we hope you'll join us, is to do something this week that your 10-year-old self would have loved and would be proud to see you doing. So, Edie, what are you going to do?
Well, I was also an avid reader when I was 10, mm-hmm. and I loved a good series, so I am going to reread the first Trixie Belden book.
Oh, Trixie Belden. I loved Trixie Belden more than Nancy Drew, right?
Oh, just so, so good. So let me just read.
I'll read two sentences.
It's going to seem like more, but it's really just two.
Okay.
Oh, oh, Honey shrieked. His back is broken. I know it is. Trixie felt a scream rising in her own throat as she stared dazedly at the crumpled form of the boy. I lied. I'm going to read more. Every freckle stood out in the whiteness of his face, and his hair was a bright splotch of red against his pale forehead. I mean, I am in for some drama this week. Trixie Belden, The Secret of the Mansion.
Love it. I might need to borrow that after you.
Yes.
That is the best. So you're going to read the book this week.
The whole book. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Awesomeness. Oh, that's so cool.
What about you? What are you going to be up to make your 10-year-old self proud?
Well, you know what? It's come to me just as we've been talking. I'm going to call Christy Martins.
What?
Yes, come on. I'm going to call her and we're going to catch up. Wonderfully, we had lost touch for quite a few years and became friends again through, guess what, Facebook.
Yeah.
And so the last maybe 3 or 4 years, we've been getting together again, reliving these memories, having so much fun. And it really is like no time has passed. It's pretty amazing. I love her so much. And yet, over the last several months, we have not talked. We haven't probably talked other than we've left a few voice messages maybe on Facebook Messenger, but other than that, we haven't talked since a summer ago. It's been a year. So I'm going to give her a call and catch up.
Yay. So if I ever go on vacation, maybe Christy could sit in for me.
She could totally fit in for you.
Yes.
Love it.
So let's keep that in mind.
Yay.
All right. And that's it for the first episode of Chit Chat Chicks. Please join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook so we can all get to know each other better. And remember to consider your 10-year-old self and have some fun this week.
You bet. Okay, so you can reach out to us personally at 2chitchatchicks@gmail.com. That's the number 2chitchatchicks@gmail.com. And we also invite you to visit our blogs. Don't worry, we'll put them all in the show notes, but we each have our own blogs, our own blog that we write. We're both writers, so we want you to check those out.
And if you like the show, please remember to share it with your friends.
Okay, yeah. That's it for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.